Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I am Olivia Birch, and today I am very pleased to welcome someone new to our program. This is Peter Birch, a local mushroom enthusiast and my beloved partner.
Thank you, Olivia, and good morning, Driftless Area folks. I am Peter Birch, a domesticated woodland hominid, here to share some info about our forest friends and allies, fungus. Widespread appreciation for mushrooms and their medicinal application has exploded in the Western world over the last few decades. Humans globally have had a deep relationship with fungus through our evolution as a species. Fungal life is essential for all other life on this planet to exist. Fungus provides environmental infrastructure in the ways of waste and resource management, communication services, medical services, and so much more. They do everything for humans, from tasting great on a burger to opening up our consciousness and our hearts. There are many mushrooms we could talk about today, from morels and maitakes to the very cool variety of golden chanterelle that is endemic to the Driftless region. I would like to focus on a mushroom seen early and often in this area, Pleurotus citrinopileatus, the golden oyster. This mushroom is native to subtropical hardwood forests of eastern Russia, northern China, and Japan. In the early 2000s, cultivators in the United States found demand for this mushroom in the marketplace. It wasn't long before the spores escaped and the fungus worked to naturalize itself in the eastern U.S. and the Great Lakes area. Some consider it invasive due to its quick and dominant spread. When daytime temperatures reach 60 degrees Fahrenheit consistently, we'll begin to see yellow clumps speckling dead trees all over the Driftless forest. These mushrooms form in clusters with a bright yellow cap and a white underside. They have gills under the cap that run into and blend with the stipe. I've seen them living on a wide variety of woods, elms, oaks, cottonwoods, and poplars. Golden oysters seem to flush over and over again after every good rain, spring, summer, and fall. Not only does this beautiful mushroom have an awesome flavor, it's an essential healthy food. Mushrooms are full of minerals such as copper, zinc, magnesium, and selenium. Oysters specifically are almost 35% protein. They're an excellent source of B vitamins, and if grown outside, they're a great source of vitamin D. Oysters are almost 60% dietary fiber. One of the main polysaccharides contributing to this fiber content is beta-glucan. Beta-glucans help regulate our cholesterol, feed healthy gut bacteria, regulate our immune system, and lower blood sugar. Before eating mushrooms you find, make sure you've positively identified them. Always cook your mushrooms to break down chitin and mycotoxins that could lead to gastrointestinal distress. Oyster mushrooms dry, store, and rehydrate well. You can use a solar dehydrator or even prepare them as jerky the same way you would with meat. These mushrooms grow plentiful in the area, so stock up when you see a good bunch while still saving a few for the next passerby. I've seen them all over Sidey Hollow and along County Road B. When you gather food from the wild, say thank you. Mother Earth provides for all her kids. It's our job to give back with respect and gratitude. So say yes to love, say no to plastic. Farewell.
Just a reminder, I am an herbalist and geographer, not a doctor. The information I give is not sanctioned by the FDA, CDC, or AMA, but it does come from sources relying on thousands of years of plant-human relationship. Your health is always in your hands. Email me with questions or comments at orp1015@gmail.com, and tune in next time to hear about dandelion.